I just have a short exhortation before Brother Julius comes. You know, we have two paths to follow, the path of routine or the path of the Spirit. So let me just take permission to just respond to the Spirit. Amen. Just want to share a short exhortation from two scriptures. One is Psalm 103. Brother Isaac is not there, but I'm sure Sister Amy can tell him that I've taken permission to share from this psalm. And then the other one is Ephesians 1. As we're singing that song, I just couldn't control myself, so you have to pardon me. The first two verses of Psalm 103, it's routine. I hope it's routine. I don't know why. I just had a very strong to just talk about it briefly. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Let me start from that last bit. The issue of being thankful, being grateful. I had some experiences over the past week. You know, we've been traveling. And I have cause to be grateful. You know, when you are in the midst of plenty, sometimes we forget that God has been gracious. And I want to say God has been good to me. I don't know if he has not been good to you. You can thank God for me, that he has been very good to me. He has been very merciful, very patient. He has provided all I need. Amen. And for that, I am very thankful. I'm not saying it because my birthday was on Thursday. There are a few people here. We happen to congregate in this fellowship. So when it comes around this season, we have... this is not a matter of birthday, but it's just a matter of seeing the goodness of the Lord. We were in IDP camp, internally displaced people's camp in Delta State. Sister Martha has been working there. She's going back there today. We've been holding an outreach. I'm seeing people who are suddenly displaced from their homes. So when you sleep and wake up and you don't thank God, you are complaining. You haven't done this. Bible says, "And forget not all his benefits." You might be saying, "You haven't done this, you haven't done that." I know you have many things you have not done. But someone say, "Count your blessings. Name them one by one. And it will surprise you. What great things the Lord has done." Amen. You can ask the people of Japan. You know, with all the technology. You can ask Florida. All the technology. You know. But we thank God. And we do thank God. I pray we can cultivate that attitude of being thankful for all the blessings. Someone say, "I have a right." I don't have any right to anything. It's of the Lord's mercies that we are not. Amen. Even being in this fellowship is a very big privilege. You know? And I thank God for all you wonderful brethren. Amen. Hallelujah. If I came here, I was not very strong, but don't mind me, I'm strong. Hallelujah. Because of the strength. Hallelujah. The scripture that jumps to me, well, this psalm, I don't know why, but let me bring it. Maybe somebody needs it. Is that You know, in our medical practice, we say there is a paradigm shift. That means, you know, when you are used to doing something in a particular way, then all of a sudden you make a change that is very significant. We say it's a paradigm. That means there is a change. What is that change? For a long time, the feeling was that regarding the thing about blessing, you know, when I read it before, bless the Lord, it didn't make a meaning to me. But I'm seeing that this whole thing requires me to make a change. I need to make a drastic change in the way I look at myself, the way I look at worship. If there is anything that should praise God, brethren, it is the soul. In other words, the priest, the thing that is a priest, is the inward man. I thank God for the opportunity to say what I have to say, because that was the word I heard. Like I said, this is an exhortation. You see, man has two natures. We have celebrated the first nature, the natural, you know, the outward man, the body. I was coming in the camp, Chibuze and myself were just discussing, you know, and we were looking at everything around. I said, that is what we know, the outward man, you know, the earth and all that is there. And it's not just that, but we are seeing the very low and the degrading part of the earth. The earth, you know, the whole thing is in realms, you know, and dimensions. The earth is in realms and dimensions. How much more the realms of the spirit? But you see, man has two natures, a heavenly nature and a physical nature. You know, and I use the word paradigm shift because for a long time we have been, even in church, even church people, Christian people, what we have known, what we have defined ourselves by is the natural, the physical nature, physical man. You know, the things that are important to us, like the things we can see with our physical eyes, the food that we have to eat, you know. I depend on my five senses to eat the food, to get energy, to get strength, and all that. You know, but somebody in Hebrew says that he speaks about the cherubims. I know when you talk about it, it's like, this one is too high. It's too big. But brethren, there are two parts to man. There are two parts to us. There are two parts. So when the man says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Someone says, why is it the soul that you praise God? You know? Is it not, you know, it's like it's the body, it's the physical man. You know, you're looking at, you know, clapping, raising hand, and those sort of things. You know, but I don't know. It's so strong in my heart to say, brethren, there are two parts to this story. There are two parts. And Chibuze and myself were just saying that, you know, you have to get the right mix of it. There's a right mix of it. If I take one, I go to the stream and say, it's just the spiritual part. It becomes, I use the word esoteric. It becomes, it becomes too abstract. You know, heavenly, spirit. And sometimes we now run away from that because the thing is too abstract. It's not real, not practical. Now, if we go to the other end where everything is just, you know, what we can see, you know, we go to the other extreme. But brethren, there's a mixture to it. You know, man has a heavenly nature, which is represented by the cherubims. And we're looking at it. Jesus showed those two parts. He was the Son of Man, and he was also the Son of God. Hallelujah. Those two natures met in Christ in the right mixture. Hallelujah. When he needed to cry, he cried. When he was hungry, he was hungry. When he needed to sleep, he went to sleep. When he needed communion, he went up to the mountain to pray. When it was time to show compassion, he showed compassion. So he had those two mysteries. And brethren, that's what we are called to be. To be like Christ. Two natures. Son of Man. Son of God. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, I can only see the end, the physical part. I mean, this world, that's all I know. This spiritual world you're talking about is too, it's not real. I can't understand it. That is foolishness. The Bible says, the man, a foolish man, he said, what does he say? The fool has said in his heart, well, that's what? That's not God. What actually means that anybody here who says there is no spiritual part of him is actually a fool. Amen. Foolishness. Brother says to say foolishness. That's for you to assume that there is no spiritual dimension to you. You know? It's foolishness. And this scripture is saying, bless the Lord. Oh, the soul is a priest. The soul was meant to worship. We're not talking about what it worships. It worships darkness or light. That's a different for another day. But you see, we must understand, you know, that the whole thing boils down to worship. You know, buying and selling. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. Buying and selling. The body needs energy. Nobody argues with it. Yeah, you better really appreciate that the soul, your soul needs more energy. And it has to buy that strength. It has to buy that energy from somewhere. Hallelujah. We're not talking about that today, but all I'm required to say is that there are two parts, and there are two dimensions, there are two natures, there are two roads. Everything is in two. And brethren, we will be deceiving ourselves to just ignore the spiritual. You know, the things that deal with the soul. I was telling him, I said, you know, those occult people, they are so excited because they say, we have discovered the universe within us. And they want to create their universe. I said, we already knew that a long time ago. Amen. Amen. That the depth in man is all. I mean, it's so deep. Hallelujah. In the Old Testament, it says the priest has to be consecrated for 7 days. And the question, why didn't he do it in one day? And if he could do that, how will this inward man, how long will it take him to be consecrated? Hallelujah. Let's go to general scripture, then I'm done. Isaiah, it's Ephesians 1. I just want to bring out the right principle of this inward man, the worship of the inward man, the natures, the principles, the activities, the history, everything of this inward man. There are things about it. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, it's just a phrase there that brings out something very, very important. Which if we catch, then we are ready to push back Jordan. Hallelujah. There are people who are entering inside Jordan. And he said, when they touch it, it breaks. Hallelujah. Say amen. Hallelujah. We must go through Jordan to enter into that promised land. Okay, verse 3. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I have been praying for many, many months now. Because I heard the word, I said, God, where is the scripture? Show me. Because I have to see it in scripture to believe it. And this is it. who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly geography in Christ. Ah, did you say amen? Amen. Places, it means geography, is it not? Because we can relate to geography. I mean, that is the description of the things on the earth. Mountains and hills and rivers and cities, wilderness, and habited places, dry places, places of rest, garden, restaurant, hotel, football match. Those is geography, isn't it also? Those are earthly places. Who walks in earthly places? The body. Body walks in earthly places. A few days ago, I was in Asaba. I went to Abom, went to Abraka, all those places. I passed through them. I ended up in Wari, went to Ugeli, went to all those places. Who was going there? My body was no longer in Port Harcourt. It was in another place. It was earthly places. Hallelujah. Amen. Say amen now. Amen. But brethren, let us capture that thought. Arrest that thought. Make it your own. Build a house for it. Establish it very well that there are heavenly places. Hallelujah. Amen. And the soul journeys from one place to the other. Hallelujah. On the road, when you are going from Nigeria to Cameroon, you get to a border. Do you just walk past? They say, my friend, that's your passport. So naturally, the body must have permission to go from one realm to another. Amen. Amen. And capture that thought. That's capture it very, very well. Write it down. Keep it. Spend 1 week or 1 month on it. The soul also needs permission to go from one realm to another. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 There was one man, scripture, because we have to have scripture. His name was Lazarus. Is it not so? Now, the first time I heard this scripture was a long time. One SU brother, I forgot his name. It was in his master's vessel group. I forgot his name. He said, that parable, that thing there is not a parable. Because there's a man's name there. There's no other parable, there's no parable where Jesus mentions somebody's name. A farmer went to farm. A sower went to sow. What's the other one? A rich man and so on. But this one he said, the rich man and what? Lazarus was a story. Amen. Amen. So it was a real story. They all passed from this I don't know which word that I will use that it will be scriptural. This expression or this reality called earth, isn't it also? And they went to heaven. So it was not telling us about heavenly places. All right. And in heaven, it says one was in hell. And the other one was where? In Abraham's bosom. Was it the body that was there? Hallelujah. It was not the body. So this is the reality of the soul, the inward places. So what we can get from that story is that the soul dwells in places and in realms. I can move from one to the other. Hallelujah. You can change one geography to the other. Hallelujah. And even in a particular one, there are realms also. Hallelujah. Psalm 86:13 says, thou hast delivered my soul from where? From the lowest hell. The soul went there. Another soul said, I was in the temple and I was in the third heaven. Amen. So this is the geography of the soul. So you can go from hell. You can change. One wanted to change. They said, my friend, you can't go anywhere. Amen. Say, can those ones who are in Abraham's bosom cross over and come and touch water? And they said, no. There's what? A big gulf. they can't pass. Hallelujah. In other words, when the soul is in a particular place, there are protocols, there are things, there's a procedure to move from one to the other. Hallelujah. Say amen now. So you as a believer, but your soul can be in a dry place. I don't know if you know where I'm going to. I want to finish the message. Your soul, you can be in this room, but your soul is in a dry place. It's not saying you're not a believer. You're a believer, but you're in a dry place. In fact, you might even be in captivity of spirits or certain conditions and circumstances. It is not the end of the story. The door can be opened and your soul can be released. The scripture says, my soul is what? Escaped. Like what? A bird. How did he get this idea? Out of the what? The snare of the fire. So that means the soul can be captured. Yeah, if you're fellowship, you're coming to fellowship, you're walking, but your soul is in captivity. Hallelujah. The Bible says he has come to set the captives free. To open the door, the prison door, to the captive. Hallelujah. To bring the oil of joy for all. Hallelujah. He says, he calls it the acceptable year of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is good news. There is jubilee. Jesus came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must have understanding. When we do not have understanding, we'll fight like the man. Say, I do not fight like one who beats about the air. Say, fellowship, let's go ahead. When people stand up, you two stand up. When they raise leg, you raise leg. Anyone they do, brother, sister, capture the thought. Go and sit down and advise yourself. Hallelujah. Maybe the man that's waving hand, there's something he's addressing. Hallelujah. The other one is sitting down. He's addressing something also. Amen. That is every man having an expression because you know that the reality is the soul. Amen. I read another scripture that says, my soul is like a weaned child. I said, amen. I captured it and I pocketed it. I'm going to spend some time with it. Yeah. That means I can be excited about something. After some time, I can lose interest. Say no now. Don't you understand? That thing that is overwhelming you is for a time. That habit is what? For a time. Your soul can be weaned from it. Hallelujah. You are doing it now, but after some time, it doesn't make any meaning anymore. They give it to you, you throw it away. Hallelujah. Amen. So, there is a new chapter God is opening to us. The reality. In other words, we are ready to enter into the promised land. We are in Port Harcourt, but we have entered. Do you know that there is a realm in the spirit where the blood is functioning? The soul has to go into that place. If your soul makes a mistake and enters that realm, nothing can take it away. It has entered Zion. It is a refuge, a city of refuge. There is no darkness known to man or to God that can go there and touch you. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. It's not secret place of the Most High is not MIS fellowship. It is a realm that the spirit, the soul dwells. Hallelujah. It's governed and administered by the blood. He said, you have come to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Say, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we will trust in the name of the. Is this a reality in your inward man? Hallelujah. He says, though the mountains be removed. What's the other one? And those the earth, you say what? There is a river. A city, whichever one you want. Streams whereof make glad the people of God. The tabernacles of the Most High. You see, underneath are the everlasting. He's speaking about a reality. Nobody can take from you. Hallelujah. Brethren, let us seek for that reality. It's any that comes to God must believe that he is and a rewarder of them that. Now, in the spirit, let me end with that. In the spirit, there are two powers. The spirit rules over the natural. In the spirit, there are two powers. There are two altars. Two, everything goes down. Two cities, Babylon, Zion. You can make a compare and contrast. You can draw a table and go down, 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 down. Hallelujah. When you are in Zion, you cannot cross over to Babylon. If you're in Babylon, you cannot cross over to Zion. Say amen now. If you are dwelling in Zion, there is no Babylon man that can touch you. I thought you were here, a big amen. The weapons of the rod of the wicked can never touch and come and land in you. Amen. That's, you're not driving on the road and one tanker is going to fall. The tanker, you better wait for me to pass. Why? Because my soul is in a place. Hallelujah. Brother, that's the reality we're talking about. Jesus showed us the example of that heavenly energy, that heavenly Zoe life. We call it dunamis, power that brings forth more power. I don't know if you understand. Power that brings forth power is called dunamis, dynamite. Amen. It's a power that increases as it goes. He calls it the power of an endless life. And I must have that power. My righteousness cannot end in the morning. It cannot end after Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. By Tuesday, it has ended. I must come to the place where my righteousness will last continually. Amen. You say Ephraim is a cake not turned. But with the morning restored, the righteousness bubbles. Amen. That means we are still practicing. We have not yet touched. We have to touch, brethren. Hallelujah. There's a place of power, brethren. It's called power. You said the soul was weak, but it shall come to a place of strength. There is a glory where the soul was uncovered. There's a place where the soul is married and covered, joined to Christ. Hallelujah. And there's a place of vitality and above death life. Hallelujah. This is where we are going to. It's the geography of the soul. When the soul reaches there, the body will become spiritual. Yes. The body will change and will become what do you call it? Flesh and bone. That means the blood supply will change. And because somebody says there's no blood, so it will become the blood of Jesus. That means the body and soul have entered a new configuration. The genes of death will have been captured and snuffed out. And death will no longer be a reality. Hallelujah. Brethren, this is a reality. And it must come. We must have it. Hallelujah. Yeah, you're not answering me very well. Hallelujah. So let me stop the exhortation. So this was the word that came to me. I'm pressing on to it. And I must reach it. So let's sing that song, then brother Julius will come. I'm pressing. He said the exhortation, sister. No. What it means is simple. When Jesus resurrected, his body changed. His body changed. And the body became the body became spiritual. You understand? It was not under the control of natural laws. So Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. That means this same body we are looking at, you think is condemned to physical law. It's not true. A day is crying. The Bible says all creation is crying and groaning Even the body waiting to be liberated. That's what I mean. So when that happens, that means the body will also change, just like the soul has changed. And of course, the spirit has already gone ahead. Hallelujah. So it says, we shall be changed. We shall not all sleep. Amen. So, brethren, the reality of resurrection is here. I know sometimes it comes to us as a surprise because we are preoccupied with the natural physical law of dying, not dying, eating, and all the things. But it's good to remember, brethren, that it's not all about the natural. As we are born the image of the natural, we should, and we can, and we must bear the image. That in heavenly nature also, there is a people that must express it. And brethren, that's what God is offering us as a people, as individuals. Once in a while, we'll slip away from it, and God in His mercy brings it to us. But I believe it's going to become more and more because we are getting close. We are getting close to, activating that lifestyle. Because darkness is becoming more dark. And God needs the light to put that darkness in check. Hallelujah. He says, unless God intervenes, no flesh will be saved. There is a reality. There are heavenly places. And I'm not condemned to dwell in a place of the desert where lifeless, no strength, no life, no voice, nothing. Everything is dark, dark, dark. That is a prison. And I say, God, deliver my soul. Bring it out of prison and lift me up to the higher ground. To the place where I can begin to, receive. There's a place where there is life in the spirit. There are rivers, fountains, flowing. It's called Eden. Amen. So I'm going to Eden and I'm Eden at the same time. Hallelujah. So there's an Eden and I'm coming to that place of overcoming. Amen. So let's just sing the song as the brother gets ready to come. I'm pressing on the